No story in the entire Torah is given more real estate than the story of Yosef HaTzadik. No story has more ink used on it than the unbelievably fascinating ordeal of Yosef. Why is that? Perhaps it's because contained within it is the secret to the Jews' survival for thousands of years. Perhaps it contains the key to the Jews thriving in exile and the weapon the Jews use when up against the Egyptians and the Babylonians and the Persians and the Syrians and the Greeks and the Romans and the Inquisitioners and the Crusaders and the Cossacks and the Bolsheviks and the Nazis and Hamas. The story of Yosef is the story of the Jews in exile, and it holds the secret to their success. What is that secret? We all know the story in this week's Parsha. The brothers almost kill Yosef, and then they send him to Mitzrayim, and he rises in the ranks to become second in command, and then a great famine descends the land, and the brothers go to Yosef to get food, and Yosef sees them, but he remains hidden, and he sends them back with food, but he demands they bring back their youngest brother, Binyamin, and then they do so, and Yosef places a goblet into Yosef's sack of food, and claiming that he stole it, and Yosef throws Binyamin in jail, and the brothers panic, and they're doomed, and their father Yaakov's gonna die of grief, and they're confused, and they're scared, and Yehuda, the strong one, trembling, he steps forward, and just as he's about to open his mouth, just as he's about to plea and cry and beg for Binyamin, just as the story is at its absolute climax, the Parsha ends. Now, why does the Torah end smack in the middle of a raging story? Why does the Parsha not include 30 more words to let us know what happened? Is the Parsha intended to be some sort of page turner? Is the Torah trying to be some sort of trilogy in which we split up the story so you keep coming back for the next installment? Perhaps the answer is that the Torah is telling us the secret to our success, the key to our survival throughout the ages, and that is we don't need to know the end of the story to know that the end of the story is gonna be a good one. We don't need to know the end of the situation because we know that whatever Hashem does is for the best, and no amount of pain and anguish will ever make us think otherwise. We don't need to know the end of the story, for we know there is a master plan and a God who is running it. We don't need to know what will happen at the end of a famine or a siege or a war or an inquisition, for we know that there is only one author to our story, and you can bet your bottom dollar that he knows exactly what he's doing. When Yosef was sold as a slave to a band of Arab merchants, the Torah tells us that he was carrying they were carrying pleasant-smelling spices. And Rashi explains that this is telling us that Hashem will always look out for the welfare of righteous people, and therefore he arranged that Yosef was sold to merchants carrying pleasant-smelling merchandise. Now let's take a step back for a second. Do you honestly think that Yosef cared what those merchants were carrying? He was just thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions by his own brothers, who, after deciding not to murder him, grabbed him, placed him in chains, and sold him as a slave to Arabs, never to be heard from again. Do you honestly think he cared about the spices the merchants were carrying? Do you honestly think he even noticed the spices they were carrying? The answer is yes. For Yosef knew the secret to surviving Gullus. Yosef knew that he did not need to know the end of the story to know that the end of the story was a good one. He was so sure that this was for the best that he had the mental space to look around him and smell the wonderful fragrance. When we looked into the faces of the Egyptians and the Babylonians and the Persians and the Syrians and the Greeks and the Romans and the Inquisitioners and the Crusaders and the Cossacks and the Bolsheviks and the Nazis and Hamas terrorists, we were armed with the secret we got from Yosef. We don't need to know the end of the story to know that the end of our story is a good one. We don't need to worry what will happen to us because we know there is a master plan with a master planner. We look into their faces and remember Yosef, and we gain strength. We never lose hope. In our lives, we sometimes let anxiety and stress take up too much space in our minds, and it prevents us from seeing the ocean of goodness all around us. We allow the worries of the big things in life to prevent us from enjoying the million small things. Yosef reminds us that if we were to clear up space in our overcrowded minds, we too would wake up and smell the wonderful smells around us. Yosef taught us the secret to our nation's ability to keep on keeping on. He taught us the anthem to which we have been marching down the road of history. We don't need to know the end of the story to know that at our end, all will be good.